Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Dire Straits bringing us back. Mark Knopfler on guitar. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. That's me on vocals. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great time with our good friend Paul Lester. Paul is back. Professional PGA golfer extraordinaire. He has no peer, folks. There is no one in the golf world who compares to him, to his experience, to the historic shots he's taken. I mean, his new book, Beyond the Fairway, is absolutely a history book of if you love golf, if you love the history of golf, especially if you're a baby boomer, I'm telling you, if you want to go back and relive some of the most wonderful shots in golf, Paul took those, and they're in the book. Paul, thanks again for being here. Congratulations on the book. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you so much, Jim. I don't know about the peer part, but I do know that when I go out there, there's nobody, even though I'm a young 70, and we are, but, you know, I know I'm one of the only ones out there that's still that age that's going.
No kidding.
Especially nowadays, you know, with the business world, right. Unfortunately, in the golf business world, is not like it used to be. Not many magazines left, not many thick magazines, not many full-time shooters, golf writers.
Yeah.
That part has kind of left us.
Why do you think that's the case?
I know it. I know that's the case because of the internet. That's the bottom line. I mean, if I want to find out, you know, what some guy shot on number 14 hole during the PGA Tour on a Thursday, all I've got to do is go boom, 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 go on PGA, you know, the website, and there it is.
Well, that's
I don't
that's,
have to wait to find out.
Well, that's the business part of this. So there was a time when you would have given your negatives, you would have sent your negatives to a magazine, to the golf magazine or whatever. Now you're texting or emailing a picture to whoever. I mean, are you still sending your photographs to the digital people, right?
Well, you're so right. Oh my gosh, it's made it so much easier. And you know, what made my day, there's no doubt what's made my life, is the fact that I have hung with the biggest people in the world, and I've given them photos. I send them photos all the time. I mean, you and your wonderful wife or with people. You know, in the old days when I did shoot negatives, which was a lot, I didn't change the digital until about 2000. My staff was doing it even before me, and I finally said, okay. And now I would never go back. You know, basically the digital world is so great for me. But I now, if I want to send you a photo or somebody a photo or Jack or, you know, anybody, all I do is push a button and boom, there's the electronic image and they can do whatever they want with it. So it has changed. It has made it a lot better all the way around.
Right.
But when I was doing the book, then there was a lot of negatives that were no longer with me. Like you say, I had to give the negatives or the slides to the customer.
Mm-hmm.
So I had what I had, you know, thank
what
gosh
do you think,
I had a lot.
When you think of if there's a young person out there who likes photography and they think they'd like to go into business as a photographer, is that a good future?
That's a good question. I tell you what I tell people is that find something that sells. I don't care if you take pictures of flowers. I don't care if you take pictures of dogs and cats. If somebody wants to buy them, that's the business.
Somebody's
got to.
That's the thing about business. If you're gonna be in the business of photography, you got to sell stuff, don't you? Just like everything else.
You're exactly right. I mean, it's one thing. I don't think I'm the world's greatest photographer. I know there's guys that are better than me. Guys that work for me are better than me. That's for sure. But I found a way that I found things that people want. And either the photos with people or photos they need. So I went in the golf world is where it's at.
Folks, that's beautiful advice. and wisdom
for me
from Paul Lester for anybody doing whatever you're doing. I don't care what you're doing. What you just heard from Paul is the key to success in anything. You gotta, if you're going to sell dog food, you got to make dog food that the dogs will eat, don't you?
I agree. And, you know, it's not the sometimes the best comment for people, but it's true. And, you know, if you want to be a photographer and sit on the, you know, and get the best sunsets in the world, I don't know if you can sell those sunsets to somebody, but if there's a dog lovers out there, then you'd get the best and be the best, obviously be the best at what you have. I mean, I know yours and one of the great quotes that you've given us that, that I love is to, you know, strive for excellence and not perfection, because as I you've told me, you know, and in the books, to try and be perfect at everything is not always easy to do and maybe impossible to be perfect every time, mm-hmm. but you can certainly try and be excellent. And I that's what I tried to, you know, tell everybody that works with me. And one other thing, you know, and I wanted to say this, we just lost, unfortunately, a great account that we had for about, 10 years, you know, and mm-hmm. it was coming to an end. Their company was coming to an end, unfortunately. But instead of me being upset about it and getting crazy, I thought to myself, how about all those years I had it, that
right.
it was great for us financially, yep. everything. So that's what I think you have to look at.
Well, that's the wisdom.
Person.
That's the wisdom of years. Paul, I got to wrap it up. I need your website, please. How do they find the book?
They can find the book at beyondthefairway.square.site.
Dot site.
Or okay. it's on Amazon.
Amazon. Beyond the Fairway, timeless images from the legendary golf photographer Paul Lester. Paul, congratulations again. I'm proud of you. And I'll see you in a couple of months.
I sure will, Jimmy. I'll see you in Houston.
See you in Hesperides in the woodlands. Yep. Paul Lester, ladies and gentlemen. He's great.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.